This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Kosovo's president, Josa Osmani, has accused Serbia and its president, Aleksandar Vučić, of being behind a shooting between armed men and Kosovar police last weekend. She spoke to Reuters News Service in an exclusive interview.
There's no fightings. What is happening is an act by an aggressor state and self-defense by the Republic of Kosovo. We are defending our people, defending our sovereignty, our territorial integrity, peace and stability, and I would say stability not just in our country, but in the region as well.
Serbia and Vučić have denied accusations of involvement. Nearly half the population of Nagorno-Karabakh in Azerbaijan, about 70,000 people, have left their homes and crossed into Armenia now that Azerbaijan controls the territory. VOA's Istanbul bureau chief, Heather Murdoch, says Azerbaijan says they don't have to leave.
Azerbaijan has consistently said that the people who are of Armenian ethnicity and the residents of Nagorno-Karabakh from wherever they are allowed to stay in their homes. And they accuse Armenia of coming in and displacing Azerbaijanis and stealing lands that are not Armenian land and not internationally recognized as Armenian land.
Many of the refugees say they don't trust the Azerbaijani government. Video appears to show the American soldier who crossed into North Korea, arriving back in the U.S., AP correspondent Eric Tucker.
This is not the end of his saga, or necessarily the end of his troubles, although the U.S. government has said that its initial focus is going to be on helping him reintegrate into society.
This is VOA News. The head of NATO has met with Ukraine's president to discuss battlefield and ammunition needs in Ukraine. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the status of the war and needs of the Ukrainian military. Stoltenberg said NATO has contracts worth $2.5 billion for Ukraine, saying,
"The stronger Ukraine becomes, the closer we come to ending Russia's aggression."
The NATO chief added that surrendering was not an option.
"It would mean brutal Russian occupation."
Zelensky also told reporters Stoltenberg promised to try to bolster efforts for more air defense systems to protect Ukrainian power and energy infrastructure. I'm Karen Chamas.
Taiwan unveiled its first domestically developed submarine on Thursday, a major step in a project aimed at strengthening the island's defense and deterrence against the Chinese Navy. The Chinese said it would not accomplish that. The sub will not actually be ready for a couple of years. Britain on Thursday confirmed that car makers do have to make all new vehicles they produce zero emission by 2035, sticking to the existing timetable for manufacturers despite last week's five-year delay to the ban on sale of new petroleum and diesel cars. The mandate provides certainty for manufacturers, benefits drivers, according to the British Transport Minister. Manufacturers had urged the government last week to provide certainty, warning of disruption to supply chains and investment plans if they didn't understand what the government was really looking for. Michael Gambone, the Irish-born actor knighted for his long and storied career on the stage and screen, has died. He had a 50-year career and gained fans from an entirely new generation of moviegoers with his portrayal of Hogwarts headmaster Albus Dumbledore in 6 of the 8 Harry Potter films.
"The Dementors will be stationed at every entrance to the grounds. Now, whilst I've been assured that their presence will not disrupt our day-to-day activities, a word of caution. Dementors are vicious creatures. They will not distinguish between the one they hunt and the one who gets in their way."
Gambone was 82 years old. He died in the hospital with his family by his side after a bout with pneumonia. You can get pictures and video on our social assets, Facebook, X, Instagram, and our website.